Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he talk Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy could get used to keeping my shades on.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for doing this today. And I've heard you this before. It's always a treat for me to, or for us to get to have independent singers on, and just kind of a spotlight you guys. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We really appreciate it.
It's always a treat for me to do that.
Really appreciate it.
I kind of want to start off the show today with the same two questions. Well, they're not really questions, but first off, just kind of introduce yourself and just tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Absolutely. So I'm Amanda Jones, and we add the family band on there as well, because most of the band who plays with me is actually my family. So we have a lot of family members in the band. Some of them are friends, but they're a lot like family to us. You know, they've been with us for quite a while. And I'm from Ohio. I've lived in Ohio all my life, and I started out with music, I guess, probably when I was around 9 years old. We went to this church, and the pastor the one day said, "Hey, Amanda, why don't you sing a song for us?" And so I said, "Okay, little kid." I got up there, and I realized at that point that, hey, I can carry a tune. That's cool. So I really enjoyed doing it. It was a lot of fun for me, and our church was really big into doing theater. So we did a lot of theater productions. I got into musical theater in middle school and high school and in community theater as well. And so I did a lot of that, and I just loved performing. And so after that, I started to get into writing a little bit more. And so I started out by writing worship music, and I sort of had a praise band with a couple of my friends. And so we'd do some original music, we'd do some other songs, and we'd play at different churches, and we'd also play at this thing called First Night Canfield that was a New Year's Eve party that the community had. And after a while of doing that, the New Year's Eve party sort of talked to us and said, "Look, we love the stuff you do. Can you do something different this year?" And we said, "Sure, why not? That's a lot of fun." So my mom was actually the one who suggested we do a Sugar Land tribute band, since I can sort of manipulate my voice to sound a little bit like Jennifer Nettles. So we did the Sugar Land tribute band. I wore a blonde wig. We went all out. It was crazy, and it was a lot of fun, and things really worked out well. And so from there, we started doing that, and then I started writing country music as a result. And so then we kind of morphed the band from being a Sugarland tribute band into Amanda Jones and the Family Band, what it is today, and have really focused on the original music and the writing portion of it and getting my music out there. And we do a couple of covers, too, and everything as we go out to be familiar, but we really like getting our original music out there, and that's kind of the goal of where we're headed in our future as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I know you said you were a Sugarland tribute band. I think Jennifer Nettles has probably one of the most unique voices in country music right now.
Absolutely, absolutely, for sure. And just I love the soulfulness of her voice, and mm-hmm. It's definitely something different than anything else you hear on the radio, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot here. But can you, give us a little Jennifer Nettles?
Oh, goodness. sure, I mean, if you want me to, I could do that. That'd be cool.
Okay,
do you have a specific song that you like?
And now just anything, just whatever you can come up with.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's go for it. We'll see how this goes here.
All right.
Let's see here. We'll do a really classic Jennifer Nettles song here. We'll do one of those. let's see. Baby, why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? So something like that.
That was impressive.
Thanks.
That was kind of impressive.
Sounds better with the guitar backing it.
I want to turn things over to Jazz real quick, because I know she can't stay long. So
okay,
Jazz, Is there anything you want to ask?
What age were you when you started singing?
Oh, goodness. You know, I have an older sister, and so we were always kind of singing in our house because she loved putting on a Disney movie in the background and singing along to it and acting out all the parts to it. And so we'd sing along together, and so we just kind of grew up singing and doing that in our family. Our family comes from a very long line of musicians, so it's just kind of something that's in us. But I guess really, really nailing down my voice and getting the training for it as well probably started when I was around 9 or 10 years old. I started voice lessons. I worked with a person who taught me how to sing classical opera. So that's when I really started to hone my voice and get the mechanical information about how my voice worked and really start to put it out there. And then the bands were probably when I was around 13 or 14 years old was when I started learning how to play guitar and going out and actually performing places.
Nice.
I actually have a guitar in California. I won from Olivia Lane's contest two years ago, I think.
Oh,
and I was, she called and said that I win. So I went down to the mailbox. Holy bejeebies, there was a box from FedEx. And like, I was telling my mom, it's the guitar from the contest, Mom. I guarantee you, because it took up the entire back seat. When I got home, I opened it. Sure enough, it was. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when I was in school, I used to play the violin, the flute, and the recorder.
Oh, my goodness.
But the violin was my favorite one.
Oh, my goodness.
The violin was my favorite.
That, I have been trying to learn the violin right now to try and add some fiddle and everything to our music, and it is not easy.
No, it is a little bit tricky, and it took years and years of practice.
Most certainly.
And if I could, I would go back to violin because I drove my mom nuts. Hitting those wrong notes.
Oh, goodness. I know, mine sounds like a sick cat. It makes a really terrible sound when I try and play.
Mine was worse. Mine sounds like a dying horse. Like a dying horse.
Well, I'm glad to know it starts out that way because...
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see. I always enjoy asking this question, and this is kind of another fun kind of a get-to-know-you kind of question, but I'm going to throw a scenario at you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're stranded on a desert island and you can only take 3 items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness. Let's see here. Probably some sort of, I don't know, I guess probably an instrument because that'd pass the time. It'd be fun. You can write songs. You can sing songs. Have a good time with that. Probably a good book, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a fiction book. I like learning, so it can even be an informational book, just something to read or some device that I could read books on and learn things about, whether it be the environment around me, because, you know, that's important when you're stranded on an island, right? oh, goodness, a third item. Oh, boy. I guess it would be... I mean, it could be. I could go practical here and say something along the lines of, you know, like a utility device, like a Swiss Army knife with like a knife in it and like a corkscrew and everything that you would need to survive. But if we're going to assume that there's everything needed to survive on the island, maybe some paper and a pen, something to be able to write with, then, and you know, maybe even be able to write a message to send out.
Right.
To try and get on the strand.
I know you've got to be on your way to work, Jazz, don't you?
Yeah. Yep. Well, in a couple minutes.
So.
In 2 minutes.
So I will talk to you later, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you later, too, Amanda, on social media, Twitter, and anywhere else.
Sounds fantastic. Have a good one at work.
Oh, yeah, because it's Valentine's Day and it's a mess.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks. Happy Valentine's to you guys, too.
Thank
you. It's
going
to be a fun night because I got to wake up at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to go to work at 9.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Goodness.
And then I can't wait for Thursday because it's my eye appointment. I'm like, yes, new glasses. After 5 years.
Always fun to get to pick out new frames.
Yes, really.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite part.
Yep.
Picking out the new frames and then getting them in the, or going to having to pick them up after. Like, yes, I get to see you again.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Jazz.
Okay, talk to you later, Cody
the show,
and Amanda.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
You mentioned that you were from Ohio, right?
Yes, Ohio.
I've been to and through Ohio many, many times.
What areas have you been through?
It's a gorgeous state.
Oh yes,
I've been
a lot of corn.
I've been to to and through Cleveland, Cincinnati, a little bit of Akron, I think.
Okay. So you've been around my neck of the woods.
The major cities, basically, yeah.
Gotcha.
But I actually have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. And so two of those are obviously up there. So,
yeah.
And it's a great state. I mean you've got Cleveland's almost on the water, and it's just a great state up there.
Absolutely, there's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of beautiful. You get the flat land with all the fields and, you know, the farmers' fields and everything. And then there are sometimes you can drive in areas, and there's a lot of hills and everything that are just really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it is. Before Jasmine joined the show, I had another co-host who lived up around the Cincinnati area for many years. So.
Oh wow! Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Let's see. Now, I always love to ask this next question because I've gotten a wide range of answers on this.
Okay.
What are you currently listening to as far as music, and what are you watching on TV right now?
Oh, goodness. Well, let's see. Hello? Oh, am I? Oh, boy. Hold on one second. I'm going to try and get you on this other line here. This thing was full of battery. Yeah. Hello? Am I still here? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, you're here.
It's full of battery, and it just started to run out on me, so I want to make sure we're good and clear, and I don't get cut out here with you. Music I've been listening to lately. I listen to a really wide range of stuff, I guess you could say. I've been listening to a lot of Creedence Clearwater Revival lately. I've been having a lot of fun with their music. It's kind of like the southern rock, folky stuff. I love Queen.
Yeah.
And some classic rock as well. I've been really into independent music. Sufjan Stevens, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's got some really interesting music, as well as Damien Rice. And so I've been really enjoying some of that indie music as well. And I've been on a 90s country kick lately, too, so that's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
So it's just, I love all music from, you know, you can give me classical opera and I'll love listening to it, or you could give me hard rock and I'll have fun as well. So anything and everything. So
that's the thing with me. I mean, I will listen to any type of music at least once, plus if I
Absolutely.
Like it. You know what I mean?
For sure.
My music taste range from my former a co-host will tell you this about me. My music taste range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, please don't judge me for this.
I can really understand that. I really feel that one. That's how it feels a lot of times for me too.
Yeah, but it's like, especially now that I've been doing the show. Like you said, I've grown to really love indie country music. You know, it's
absolutely.
I think honestly, indie singers are probably more talented than what's on the radio right now. That's just my opinion.
Well, thank you. Definitely, you know, the indie country market is very, very different. You know, you get a wide range of a lot of different indie country music, and so we really appreciate it to hear that you enjoy the music so much and that you
take
us out to listen. So thank you for that.
You know, and I say this all the time, too. I say there's great music and super talented people out there. You just gotta take the time to go find it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
These next two questions that I've got for you, I always ask them. There's never been an interview where I haven't asked these two questions. Number one is, if you could go back and change one thing about your career currently, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, goodness. I think, you know, the music business, maybe not like necessarily one specific thing that I could look at that I would change, but it definitely, you know, the music business is definitely something that is completely different from any other business that you're looking at. And
mm-hmm.
And I didn't study music business or anything. I studied biochemistry, so I had no idea what I was getting into when I got into the music industry. All I knew is that I love to write, and I love to sing, and I love to perform. And, it, you know, there's so much more to it than that. And so getting into it, there was a learning curve that I was behind on. And I had to learn a lot of things along the way. And by learning things along the way, you know, you make mistakes along the way. And so I think that there are some things that, I guess that's not necessarily that I would change, but It definitely going into it is nice to have an idea of what you're getting into and to maybe have a little bit more information. And so, you know, learning sort of on the way is a good thing because, you know, there's more than one way to work your way through the music business. You know,
mm-hmm.
what works for one person might not work for another person. So there is something to be said for learning along the way because there are so many different ways. But it's also nice to have a good background in what you're doing and what things, no matter which way you're doing them, are important things to do. And I don't think I had quite that knowledge before getting into it, which led to making mistakes. But even those mistakes I wouldn't necessarily change because they taught me what not to do and they taught me how to move on and make the things that I did do in the future a lot better. And so I guess I wouldn't necessarily change anything other than the fact that maybe getting that information a little bit earlier or just really consuming that information a lot more would be helpful to anyone in working through the music business because it's just a big sea of a ton of new information that you never knew happened and that you never knew went on behind the scenes. And so always good to have that knowledge behind you.
Right, I understand. You know, And that's kind of the same way it is with this radio show. Now,
mm-hmm.
now this is on a much smaller scale, but before I got into this, I've been doing this nearly 5 years. God, it sounds like a long time when I say that. It sounds
wow.
a long time.
Congratulations, that's awesome.
Well, thank you. Anyway, I got into this. Like I said, nearly 5 years ago, I had no idea what in the world I was doing. I've got a little online studio kind of thing, and I'd go in the studio and I'd tinker around with it. I'd be like, okay, what's this button do? what's that button do, you know?
But, absolutely.
It's like you said, it's kind of on the job training, you know what I mean?
It definitely is. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
For sure. There's I'm sorry, go on.
And of course I'm not getting paid for any of this. But and like you also said, I wouldn't trade a thing of what I'm doing for it. You know what I mean? I would not trade a second of this.
Absolutely.
It's the best decision I've ever made.
For sure. It's wonderful when you find something that you just really love doing, and that it's not even work. Then it doesn't become work anymore.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So. Along the lines of that last question, this one is whether it's in your professional life or your personal life. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, wow! Goodness, that's a hard one. You know, my mom is like the queen of giving advice. she always has a wise word.
Right.
And I cannot, I can't even count, you know, half the amount of times she's told me something that I'm just like, oh, gosh, that's really good. You know?
Right.
But I think, you know, overall, something that I've heard so much from multiple people, I guess, is just, and it might sound like a really simple thing, but it's to be yourself. That's in the music business and everything, is to just be yourself. You don't have to pretend to be anybody else. You know, you are you, and that's what you're doing when you go out there, when you write your music, when you perform. You're being you, and you're sharing who you are with everybody else, and you don't have to get wrapped up in, you know, feeling a certain way or trying to act like somebody else or trying to put off a certain persona. You just put off your own persona. You just show everybody who you are. And when you can finally do that and feel comfortable in your own skin doing that, it's something very special. And it makes the whole performance genuine, and it makes your connection with other people genuine too, which is so great with the music, because music is a genuine thing. And music is something that connects people. And it's so much easier to connect with people if you're being genuine yourself. So that's probably one of the best things, as simple as it is and as overstated as some people might think it is, it's true. And I've really appreciated that along the way.
That's awesome. In the last couple of minutes we got here, I want to talk a little bit about your music. Is there anything new coming up for you? Anything you're working on or anything?
We released our last album. Let's see, about a year and a couple months ago is what it is. And so that music has been out, and I've been working on new music to try and put out there. So I'm working on a lot of new songs. Some of them are finished, some of them are halfway done, and some of them are things that I've been working on for a long time that kind of got put away and they got pulled back out. So I've been working on some new music. We are taking some steps forward, some big things that we're considering moving forward here with the band and everything to be coming up very soon, and working on how we can sort of expand outside of where we are. Right now we perform sort of in the Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia areas. And so we're looking to sort of really expand our radius and get out there a lot more. So those are kinds of the things we're working on in the future, is to not only write more music and get more music out there, but get it to more people.
That's awesome. You know, and I'll tell you this. If there's anything you ever need from me or this radio show, whether it's promotion, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much, and for everything that you do to help support independent artists like me. It's definitely, it's a big sea out there. There's a lot of great music. And we so much appreciate just the support that you give us. So thank you so much for that.
You know, it's what I love to do. I mean, I've been a music fan my entire life, specifically country music. I fell out of it in high school because I didn't think it was, quote, cool to like country in high school, as most of us probably don't. but in college, that's all my roommates listened to in college. So
that's awesome.
So I fell back in love with it, and I've been in love with it pretty much ever since. Before we wrap up, there's another question that I've got for you. I know you're pretty much always out there on social media, Sarah. You know, how has social media affected you in your career?
That is like, oh my gosh, that is such a fantastic question, because I will tell anybody and everybody who is, you know, working in the music industry or working on a music career that social media is a best friend. It has connected me with so many people.
I agree.
So many people around the world. And that's what's beautiful about social media, is it's not even just in your country, it's around the world that you connect with. And I have just met so many wonderful people. So it's an invaluable resource. You know, if you're looking to get into the music industry or anything like that, social media, I would say, is a must. It just connects you with such wonderful people. And not only that, but you meet other musicians as well through it. So potential co-writing partners or potential people that you can team up with for a concert. So it's just, you get so much out of it. And it's, you know, Twitter, it's crazy how fast you can connect with people too. They're all just right there, you know. So it's definitely has affected my career in an extremely positive way, of connecting me with not only radio shows like yourself, but like I said, with other musicians and friends along the way too.
Twitter is the main tool that I use for the show, Twitter, and and I've met so many people, I can't even tell you, who have, and not only are they incredibly talented artists, but they become very, very dear friends of mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the beauty.
And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider you a dear friend.
You too. You too, Cody. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
On the topic of social media, as kind of a wrap-up kind of thing, you wanna give a shout-out to your social media, Facebook or whatever, you know?
Sure, absolutely. Do you want me to just tell them where to find me? Is that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where they can find you online.
Yeah, perfect. I'm on Twitter at AC Jones Music. You can find me on Facebook.com/AC Jones Music, and you can also find me on Instagram at AC Jones Music. So all forms, AC Jones Music. We've made it easy.
I wanted to thank you for taking about the 30 minutes out of what I'm sure is a pretty busy schedule to come on and do this today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you asking me to be a part of this. It's an honor. So.
You know, and I'll say it again. If there's ever anything you need from us, we got you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter. Okay.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks so much again. You have a good Valentine's Day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. that woman is just so sweet. She's just, I love her to death. Anyway, okay. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Amanda Jones. I'm going to run through the announcements real quick, and then we're going to wrap up. Next week, I'm still working on next week, something for next week. March 1st, we have a super talented singer-songwriter Ashley Wineland joining us, and her new single drops that day, so that's going to be a treat. March 7th is still blowing my mind. March 7th still blows my mind that we've got a Canadian country music super trio, Runaway Angel, joining us. As I said last time I was with you, when I get the email that basically confirmed Runaway Angel, I sent this email and I'm like, is this real life right now? Seriously, I was like, that thought ran through my head. I was like, is this seriously real life? So that is March 7th. March 14th, and all these are at 4:30, obviously. On March 14th, we have the rescheduled Alyssa Trahan interview, and that was supposed to have been next week. So I think that's all the announcements I've got for you. So, that's what I think with that. I'm going to end the episode right here. And you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.